Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, my friends, and welcome in. Welcome in, welcome in. To the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. The good folks over there have sponsored the studio. You can find them in Rockford, Michigan, along 14 Mile Road. Fantastic place to just go check out what are the possibilities, the fun stuff that they have at Impact Power Sports, whether it's an ATV, UTV, motorcycle, e-bike, maybe a Yamaha golf cart. They have it all at Impact Power Sports under new ownership, but you'll see a lot of the same familiar faces over there. So that is so cool. Thank you so much to them for being on board with the show. It's another Monday victory, as it victory Monday, as I should say, as it has been for the past several Mondays. Now 9 victory Mondays in a row with your Detroit Lions. All of them happening after we spoke with Kyle from a company that used to market themselves on this podcast. Chris says, "We are the Lions. We bow to no one." Are we going to bust those nuts? Joe's awful quiet these days. Joe Martinez. I think he realizes it's time to, you know, enough with this nonsense of dying on this hill that the Lions suck. You know, there's probably only a handful of people in the audience who exist like that, with that bad vibe about the Lions, as they are now 10-1 on the year. They will play on Thursday for Thanksgiving against the Chicago Bears. I fucking hate the Bears. They were playing the Vikings yesterday, and it's in the Lions' best interest to root for the team that's playing against the Vikings, because they're right behind the Lions. They're very good as well. But I'm like, fuck that. It's the Bears, those pieces of shit. And it's because their fans are so idiotic. You know, they just annoy the shit out of me. At least when the Lions sucked, we all like knew they sucked. We didn't care. Bears fans are so dumb. They think that they're like going to win the Super Bowl this year. So annoying. Let's get right to the update on the great food giveaway. Number 5 with tampons. It was a busy weekend. I got an enormous donation from a sweet soul named Levi and his family. I don't know if I've met or heard from this person in the past. He sent along $500. Thank you also, as the weekend wound down or got started even, to Patrick, Stevie, another Patrick. I got two Patricks. Rich C., Kevin Kuipers, Sarah Rook-Ruck-Roosh, and Maureen. We are at $1,483.46 in the books. Thank you so much to all of you. And I see already in the comments, well, that makes mine look like a pittance. Look, everybody's situation is different. And I have never, ever I think you need to be looking at just sheer number of people donating, the fives and the tens and the 15s and the 20s. We are thankful for every single dollar that comes in. It's about the person and the thought behind it. Doesn't matter how we get there as a group. So if somebody wants to say, hey, I'm dropping 500 on us or on the group, hey, do it. We can't be worried about how it looks. We don't care. I don't care about any of that. I don't look at anybody any differently. I probably shouldn't even have mentioned the amount because, I mean, I don't want to make anybody feel bad. And since a lot of the audience are kind of bitches, I maybe shouldn't do that anymore. I'm totally kidding. But, you know, I'm not. I don't even like to say I'm kidding because then I feel like free beer, you know. I give everybody shit. It's cool. Megan is requesting that a sharing of the Facebook post will help. Let's reach the people. There is one on Irvine's page and will be one on Eric's page soon, too. She's right. Because now because we will raise all the money we need to make to actually buy the food and get all the tampons that we need. It's important that people who need this type of assistance get the message. You know, the worst thing is to have all of this stuff, and then there we are playing slap and tickle on the side of the street, and no one's there. So now we have to spread the word, and maybe, like, when you share it, add the comment, free Christmas meal for those in need. Like, start it. You got to grab them with that headline. Free is a good way to start. Free Christmas meal for those in need, because if you share it on your social media, you can also add a comment. So do it that way. And thank you, as always, for these efforts that help get the word out, Megan, and all of you. You're very kind. Chris says, we will somehow overcome without the Zaniac's dentist fund money. Yeah, this is our third year without the trash. And it's been fantastic, you know. The first year, we were only a few months removed from all of those losers leaving. And I went ahead and doubled the amount of food that we wanted to raise just to point out that, hey, we don't need that shit. We don't need your trash. And we had more food than we could give away. So we dialed it back last year, back to 100. That wasn't enough. This year, 150. And maybe next year, 200. Because if there's, after this being our fifth year, a lot of people now are used to it. They're like, okay, if I get out there, I can get a free meal for my family. So you're going to get a lot of return customers. To a point where, as we've built this thing, as the years progress, it's going to be an onslaught. We will have to raise the amount of food. So the goal will be next year, I'll just say it right now, up to 200, back up to 200. Because now the demand is meeting the amount that we are able to gather to be given away. Tampons continue to be delivered. Tampons, pads, and menstrual cups, which there's no real great name for those. But that is a product that females use when it comes to taking care of that very personal time. People are like, EZ, what's up with that? Yeah, I follow the lead on a lot of things. And Megan is the leader on all of this. Okay? Again, I'm just the eye candy. I'm just the ding-dong talking about it. She said, I would like to add that we raise money and product to give these things to underprivileged families. Is that to, well, underprivileged moms and daughters and children, whatever, who, you know, this gets expensive. Megan says the menstrual cups are reusable, so that's helpful for those in need. So, thus, we added the tampons to it. There is a link to the Amazon wish list. Now, if you go to the Amazon wish list and you buy any of the products, which I'll share with you in just a second, and I'm posting the link in the chat to the Amazon wish list for these products, you can buy one or all of them or whatever you feel like spending your money on. And then when you go to have them mailed, you will send it to Irvine's Auto Repair in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I think the best way to do it is just search out their address and you can add it in there. Because somebody earlier had asked, hey, it wants to send them to my house. You can change the address on your account. Just make sure that you change it back. Because the next time you buy something, you know, a fleshlight might be sent to Irvine's. I'm looking at you, Stu McAllister. We've stalled on the amount of feminine hygiene products. We're kind of stuck at the same spot. So if you head to the page, add them to your cart. If you were to buy all of these products, it's just north of $42. I mentioned Stu McAllister. Stu has had a horrible period of time this past week. He lost his puppy dog. His dog, Sadie, passed away. Now, I know there's been a lot of comments about the time that Stu yelled at the dog on his podcast, but Stu loves his dogs very much. Stu would take the dog with him, the dogs with him, when he's delivering dots. And I'm probably speaking out of school here, but just keep Stu in mind because he was like, you know, hours away from home and Sadie was with him in the car and she passed away like right there. So, I mean, that's fucking awful. Driving along and then he's like goes to pet the dog and that, oh boy, you know. Hopefully the Bills win. Knowing the Bills, you know what they're going to do? The Bills are going to go ahead and like it'll be the first thing that you know, Stu can feel good about post this traumatic event. And then they'll go to the Super Bowl or something. Like, and get raped by the Lions. Poor Bills fans. Look, I'll say this. When it comes to football, the teams that have to win Super Bowls, Lions, Bills, Browns, those are franchises that, I mean, if the Bills and the Lions were in the Super Bowl, which could happen, one of those starving franchises is going to win the Super Bowl. That's incredible. Chris says, man, get out of here. The Bills went to like four straight, didn't they? Yeah, they did. And that's the heartache. By the way, it's worth it to watch the documentary, The Four Falls of Buffalo. It's a great documentary about the fans going to four straight, them going to four straight Super Bowls. And, you know, fucking it up every single time. Condolences pouring into Stu. I can't imagine having to drive back home in that situation. I'm so sorry, Stu. We are hoping for a Pelorito-less great food giveaway. Just getting out in front of that. We are not interested in Mike's assistance. We hope Mike does not show up. There's nothing we can do if he does. But I'm really hoping he is discouraged from doing that. No one in the group was impressed with what he did last year. And hopefully he'll get the message that no one in the group is really interested in him being a part of the great food giveaway. The only Pelorito who can show up is someone without the last name or without the first name, Mike. No one is interested in Mike being there, stirring up trouble like he likes to do. Mike's not there last year to be a nice guy. You know? Linda says, can his brother tell him to stay away, please? I don't know. I like Joe. I do not like Mike. And I hope I never have to see him or hear from him ever again. Joe Martinez is here. He wrote, how about Michigan losing? Yeah, there's no way Michigan's going to lose to Northwestern. We all had hopes, but come on now. Big weekend for Michigan football. It's a great thing to bring up because the biggest game in college football is going on this week in Columbus. The game. College Game Day will be there doing their show. There's not much luster on the game. Because Michigan is going to one of those bowl games that not a lot of people care about because they've won six and whatever. A Michigan fan hoping for better things with that quarterback that they get from I forget what the name of the school is. I don't even know his name. I don't even know what school. I just know he's got $12 million. And he's a five-star recruit. He better not suck. That's a lot of pressure on a young guy, you know? Belleville, Bryce Underwood is his name. His team did not win a state finals, is not going to the state finals this year. I wonder what the hell happened. Mooney, 2256, is here. Says, what did Mike P. do last year at Great Food Giveaway? By the way, I'm fairly new listening to the show on Twitch. Thank you so much for being here, Mooney, 2256. Years ago, the Eric Zane Show podcast had a falling out with a number of these undesirables. It was about half a dozen to a dozen people who would bogart the chat. A lot of bullying, a lot of horse shit, driving audience away, and really causing kind of quite a ruckus with their quote-unquote support. Numerous stalking incidents to your old pal EZ, leading to me to have to call the police and begin the process of getting a personal protection order. Just when it was all said and done, and finally we had our moment where they were able to finally get out and not come back. With people that were very helpful in the past, but then became a little bit too clingy and too possessive. They helped me build the studio. They did a lot of great things, and then they got a little bit too into it. It was kind of like a cult, but I was a leader of the cult and didn't want to be a leader of the cult. Ben says, did you mention the creepiness from Dean? Oh, my God. So many examples. I could spend an entire show digging up these old bones about the creepy things that would go on. The unwanted visits. Things like that. Very, very awkward. Strange. Years pass. Last year at the Great Food Giveaway, the ladies are at the corner asking people as they pass by to turn down here, down the street, Stafford, and go get some free food. Eventually, we reached out to them and said, ladies, we're all out of food. Come on back and let's just hang out. They walked back. Pellerito had been stalking the women at the corner. And then when they were gone, he put on a Santa Claus suit and went in their place and continued to tell traffic to turn down the street to go get free food. However, we didn't have any food to give away. People started to leave the Great Food Giveaway, and Fuckface is still on the corner. I'm starting to get calls from people who are leaving saying, yeah, fucking Pellerito's on the corner telling people to come get free food. And we're like, oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't talk about it right away because I knew he'd be rounding up his posse of fucking toothless shitheads. But eventually the word started to trickle in on this show. And so now here we are 1 year later. Will we see that fucking dick by the corner again? Joe Martinez says, did you ask your wife about the beat? He means bet. I'm not sure what that, I think Mike is, or Joe is referring to my bet that I threw out last week to him, and then I heard nothing. I made the offer to our pal, Joe Martinez, Thanksgiving, $100 on the line. You get the Bears plus 10.5. I think that's the line. Put your money where your mouth is. He did not accept the bet. He said nothing. He was suspiciously quiet. And he says, yes, I asked you if you asked your wife. Well, I don't have to. So I still am asking you if you will accept the bet. I have not yet heard whether you will or you will not. My offer still stands. I am offering the Bears plus 10.5. Do you accept? You can have the Bears. You can have Caleb Williams. You can have 10.5 points. You can have all of that. If you accept that bet, we are in business. Now, whether you choose to accept that is up to you. I'm guessing you won't because you know that Detroit is a goddamn buzzsaw and is going to forcibly bone Chicago. This all started because Ding Dong said the Lions will lose on Thanksgiving to Chicago. In fact, let's do the Thursday-Saturday. Let's do this. Hang on. Put on my glasses here. I will give you 20.5 points and Michigan. So that means $100 Thursday football. And then whoever wins that bet, double or nothing on the following game. So that would mean if you win the Thursday game, and then I win Ohio State, Michigan, You owe me zero. But if the Bear, if you win the Bears bet, and then you win the Michigan bet, you win $200. I say, I'm giving you the Bears and 10.5, and then I'm giving you Michigan and 20.5, you cock. And when I win both of those, I get free tune-ups for a year. Fuck you. What a gift I am giving you. I am so benevolent and amazing. Jesus Christ. 10.5 in the Bears? What moron wouldn't do that? I give you Bears, 10.5, and then I give you Michigan, 20.5. I await your response. You can even say it in Spanish. You fuck. Joe says, you wouldn't even bet on the Michigan and Michigan State game. Well, so what? So what? It's a perfect opportunity for you to make a fresh $200. And hell, if the Bears cover or win outright, you got nothing to lose at that point. God, I'm a fucking betting genius. Chris says, easy, don't get excited about the Griffins. It's early. He's referencing Joe. All right. In fact, I've got some great hockey stories from the weekend in a few minutes. I want to update the Fat-a-thon. Joe says, I'm off the rest of the week. I have to go tomorrow for the first round. Maybe I'll answer you then when I'm out of my mind. Medical procedure for our pal Joe. Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to UncommonGoods.com, and I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. UncommonGoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. He says, didn't they lose on Friday? Joe was at the Griffins game on Friday, and I was there making loser signs with my arms and my fingers. Calling him a loser while he's sitting in the stands. Here's the update on the Fat-a-thon. As you know, 10 weeks ago, we started keeping track of the weight loss of these two behemoths, Jeremy and Kenny. Kenny had started down the path to being less disgusting much like longer ago, earlier in the year. Kenny's first weight was 360. Jeremy started, in fact, 10 weeks ago to the day. He was 335.4. So we've been chronicling each week how much weight they lose each week, trying to keep these fuckers motivated and going in the right direction. And that is minus. And they've been very successful. A little gentleman's bet between them as to who can be more successful each week in the pounds that they burn off week to week. Last week, Kenny had a fucking great week, and he was down 3.8. That put him at 312 pounds. This week, he continues to drop as we go into Thanksgiving week. He is down 0.6, so not a lot, but he's still down. His total weight now is 311.4. That means that since he started doing this, which was before I started keeping track, I mean, he did that on his own. He's doing all of this on his own. I'm just talking about it. He has dropped a total of 48.6 pounds. That's a lot. Last week, Jeremy was up. He was putting a bad week where he had to bury his dad, Feech. He gained 5.7 pounds, and that put him up back over 300.6. However, this week, he's back with a vengeance. He dropped 7.6, motherfucker. In fact, that 7.6 is the largest one-week drop in all of this. In 10 weeks, that is your biggest drop in weight. Wait a minute. I take it back. No, the first week you dropped all that water weight. But it's second most. Second most real weight, you know? But anyway, so that's fantastic. And that puts him at the lowest he's been in a long, long time. 293.6 pounds. He has dropped a total of 41.8. That means in 10 weeks of these two going belly to belly, Jeremy is 8-2. Now listen to me, you fucks. This is Thanksgiving week. So I want hard work today, full-on intermittent fasting. I want hard work and good food choices and move as much as possible. Hang on, I got to get rid of these fucking cheap viewers bots. I don't want them here. Messing me up. Distracting as hell. Anyway, I want good food choices leading up to Turkey Day. And then Turkey Day is Turkey Day. I mean, come on now. I want you to actually get to a point this week where in 1 week, we're talking about a weight loss. I don't even care if it's 0.1 pounds. You got to get past the holidays without having a fucking meltdown. So you're burning calories, you're walking, you're going to lift some weights, maybe do some body weight exercises like some squats, you know, weightless squats, maybe some push-ups. And then, you know, take your walks and don't eat like a cock, and we'll reconvene on Monday with even better news. 1 week at a time, 1 day at a time, 1 minute at a time. For you two individuals. Kenny, seriously, there's a chance that this winter you're going to be less than 300 pounds. Got to have goals, buddy. All right, that is your Fat-a-thon update. Now, for the audience that are enjoying the show on Facebook and YouTube, I'm going to kick you out. If you want to watch the show, as it happens, live, for the rest of this show, you have to do it on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. You get the show uninterrupted on there. Or download the Twitch app on your mobile device. And all one word, search Eric Zane Live, and then you can watch a show that way. You can subscribe and get it commercial free. You can do that by either linking up your Amazon Prime account every single month, or you can pay for it. I don't know what it costs, but it's a handful of dollars. My Patreon is available if you want more podcasting. I put 15 to 20 additional hours a week on my Patreon. You can sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane. patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can get it for free for 7 days. All you have to do is sign up. You put in your credit card payment and then cancel it right after so that you don't get inadvertently charged at the end of the 7 days. Well, EZ, what if I like it and I want to continue after the 7 days? Go back into your account, re-enable the card, and then away we go. $5 a month for the audio, $10 a month for the audio, video, live streams. $10 a month is the only way you can get my live shows on Patreon. Everything else otherwise is pre-recorded. I will say also that if you really want to save some money, I'll knock 10% off of the cost. If you want my Patreon for one full year, which just pay it once and it's out of the way. And what was $60 a year for all of the audio, tier one, that is 54. Tier two, what was 120 is now 108 at patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you want to say hello, you can drop me a line via email, eric@ericzaneshow.com, on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Thank you so much to Shoreliner Striping for being part of the show. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop for being on board with the show. I saw Andy and Colleen yesterday at the Grand Rapids Griffins game. Love those two so much. 50 plus years of haircuts for a king and chicks who like short hair. You've got three locations: Northland Drive, Caledonia, and of course 821 36th Street in Wyoming. You can also go to their website, kingsroom.net, and get their schedules. Cost you about $19 to get a haircut. Plus tip. Thank you to them. They are awesome. Kuiper Tree Care. If you want to get your trees taken care of in West Michigan, either removed, ground the stumps, stump grinding, I should say, tree pruning, which is the perfect time of the year to do that right now. Not to mention storm damage, cleanup, land clearing, and tree risk assessment. They have it all at Kuiper Tree Care. Reach out at 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. They take care of the trees here at my house, and you can take advantage of that as well with Kuiper Tree Care, KuiperTreeCare.com. We got a roof put on recently here at the house. Werner Roofing put it up. W-E-R-N-E-R. WernerRoofing.com. These guys were so good. My God, they showed up in the morning first thing. By the end of the day, they're cleaning up. Done. Get after it. Get your estimate today. WERNERRoofing.com. The estimate's good for a year, so what the hell? You can start planning for it. You don't have to plan that much, though, because you can finance the roof for 10 years. All right? And when you're throwing $20,000 at something, a 10-year loan, it's not that bad at all. Couple, $200-$300 a month and you're in business. Get that roof put on and make it so that your house is secure and safe and you don't have any water leaking in. Molly says $108 for a month. Yeah, I might have misspoke. That's $108 a year. Sorry about that. Anyway, she says, I know, I was seeing if he was paying attention. I hope I didn't say $108 a month. Wouldn't surprise me, though. I never know what the hell I'm saying on here. Jeremy talking about his eating habits. He writes, last week after I buried my dad, Feech, and my dog, Leslie, my only motivation for not eating like a slob was not letting Kenny beat me 2 weeks in a row. Hey, that's what you do, man. That's what champions do. That's why he says, it's not just me. Kenny is keeping me accountable. Kenny says, not going to lie. I ate whatever I wanted so much this past week because I wanted Jeremy to win. Oh, no. You know, you can't have that attitude. You know, he said, Kenny writes, he's just been through the ringer, man. Yeah, I think that's when you said, not going to lie, I ate whatever I wanted to so much this week because I wanted Jeremy to win. I call bullshit on that. Are you suggesting that you're like, oh man, I'm going to eat great this week. Oh no, wait a minute. Jeremy had a bad week. So I'm going to go eat this cream pie. I'm going to go eat this pound cake because Jeremy had a bad week. Yeah, I don't believe that. In fact, I think in your email that you sent me with your screenshot, you didn't mention anything like that. You said, I expected to end up gaining some weight because I threw everything aside and ate whatever I wanted for pretty much the past 4 days, so I'll take it. But now it's Thanksgiving week two. Yikes, kind of intimidating to think about. Well, that's, you know, Kenny, I love you. You know I love you. But two things. The whole business about you ate like shit so Jeremy would win, you didn't mention that in the email, so I don't know, weird. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But then when you do this whole defeatist attitude, it's Thanksgiving week, you gotta wake your ass up and be like, fuck, I got this shit. I don't give a shit about Thanksgiving. I'm the fucking man. You know? That's what you gotta do. So you need to grab the bull by the horns, all right? And no more fairy tales about you ate your ass off just so Jeremy could win. That's not true at all. There's no way you would do that. You know what you got to say? Even though Jeremy had a shitty week, you say, fuck that. I don't give a shit who's dead. I'm going to kick his ass. That's how you need to approach this. You got to get the eye of the tiger here, Kenny. Chris says that Kenny was like, hey, mate, I'm eating this large meat lover's pizza for you, Jeremy. Come on, man. Let's do 15,000 step challenge from now till Turkey Day each day. I'm in. Let's do that. I never get that many steps in, but I like that challenge. All right. Speaking of Jeremy, you know he's had that week. He had to bury Feech, and then his dog went to the Rainbow Bridge. I have some amazing news that I'm going to share with you. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy is proud to have me introduce to you his new cat. The cat's name is Cinder. Before I show you the pics, he writes, "Easy, I'd like you to meet the new addition of my family, Ms. Cinder, short for Cinderella or Cindy Lauper or Cinder Block, depending on who you ask. I went into the cat room at the shelter, and she followed me around the entire time I was in there, and I knew I couldn't say no to her." All right, here's the first pic, which also includes a picture of Jeremy in his underwear. There's the cat looking at Jeremy after he was chosen. I like this spot, though, right here. Jeremy, I'm a little concerned with the lack of bulge here. Do you have a pin? I see you're playing a video game or something, and here you are with the kitty cat. All right, here's pick number two. Looks like Cinder already looks annoyed. Pick three, there's Jeremy with his kitty cat. Oh my God, Jeremy, handsome devil. As soon as you get done being gross, chicks are going to just throw themselves at you with that man beard of yours. Here's Cinder again. Oh my God. I think Cinder is probably is going to need to fatten up a little. All right? And I think you'll be able to help her with that. Congrats on the new kitty cat. Megan is not impressed with the cleanliness of your glasses. She says your glasses are dirty as hell, Jeremy. All right. Congrats, and that is awesome. Very, very happy for you. I have some amazing hockey stories for you folks. The Iowa Wild were in town. One of their players got a penalty, and the players sit next to me when they get into the penalty box. Player number one is Adam Roska. Here's Adam. He was very talkative in the penalty box, where he sits, there's a door that always remains open. You can close it if you want, but we always leave it open. And typically the penalty box attendant, his job is, do you need a towel? Do you need water? Do you need anything? No. Okay. And then he has to open the door for the player when his penalty is over. He had just gotten into a fist fight. So he comes over and he sits down and he's very chatty. And I noticed his thick accent. He's from Czech Republic. Then I look over at the scorekeeper. I go, is it known as Chechia now or Czech Republic? Did they change it? And she says, I don't know. I think I heard that too. So I look at him. I said, hey, Adam. And he's just started sniffing smelling salts. You know, the ammonia. So I clear out the, he just got punched in the head a few times. So he's okay, but he's sniffing the smelling salts. And just as I'm about to start asking him my question, I hear him sniffing them, and then I see it, and he's going. So it's affecting him. Now, all you need is just one hit of that, and it's going to, you know, if you've ever had a smelling salt or sniffed ammonia, Yeah, it's screwed up. And I said, Adam, I go, do I say Czech Republic or I say Chechia? And he goes, Czech Republic. I go, oh yeah? Not Chechia? He goes, no. Chechia is because the parliament is assholes. Oh, okay, so Czech Republic then. Yes, Czech Republic is what you say. He's still sniffing it, and I go, God damn, Adam, that's going to put a hair on your wiener. And he got the biggest kick out of that. He goes, wiener. Oh. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I go, well, thank you. His major is, he got a major for fighting. And then they let him out of the box. So that's that. That was one experience. He seemed great. The next experience was not so good. That happened yesterday. Some of you who are Red Wings fans will know the name Elmer Soderblom. Elmer is a very big player. In fact, he's the biggest player in the American Hockey League. He plays for Grand Rapids. The Red Wings want him on their team, so they hope he does well. And he has a reputation for hitting players, but not fighting. So if he were to get into any type of, I've seen him fight maybe once. And he's the biggest guy in the whole league. And at one point in the game last night, he leveled one of the Iowa players. And he was injured. He hit him so hard. And you could hear the crowd go, oh. And from what I understand, I couldn't see it because of the angle. It was in the corner, and I can't really see unless I'm looking at the screen, and I was not. So I know something rough happened, and then I can kind of make out what happened as one of their players goes after Soderblom for hitting their guy. You know, that's hockey code. And the guy who's doing that is Reese Johnson. Gritty player for them. And he's going after Soderblom, but one of our guys steps in and fights instead of Soderblom, which is kind of weird. So Austin Watson for our team starts fighting with this guy, Reese Johnson. That ends. Reese Johnson skating to the penalty box to sit next to me. And there's also another penalty on their team. So there's two penalties for the Griffins, a rough and a fight. And Soderblom got a rough and Austin Watson got a fight. Reese Johnson goes into the Iowa penalty box. He gets a fight and another guy gets a rough. I don't know who that is. And this Reese Johnson is furious. And he's skating across the ice screaming at Watson saying, Soderblom's a pussy. He actually said he's the biggest guy in the fucking league and he's a pussy. And he's screaming where he's sitting at Watson. And then Soderblom gets in the box and he's screaming at him now. Elmer, you're a fucking pussy. Fuck you, Elmer. Fuck you, you fucking pussy. And so there's two guys in their box, two guys in our box. This dude, Johnson, is doing all the talking. And he's pissed. And I think rightfully so. Soderblom can fight his own fucking fights, I guess, is what his point is. So I'm sitting there watching this all unfold. It's very loud. It's yelling and screaming. And they're furious. And then one guy says, I hope so-and-so is okay. Thank you for the reminder, Jeremy. I have a staff meeting to get to in just 4 minutes. And so I remember that the guy got hit, and I looked over at this guy, and I go, is your guy okay? Like, I'm actually hoping he's all right. And so this is one time I'm not fucking with anybody. I actually just said, is your guy okay? This guy looks at me and he says, well, what the fuck do you think? And I'm like, oh no. And I just look at him like with a straight face. And I said, well, I don't know. I couldn't see. And then he goes, how about we close this door? I go, well, that's up to you. He goes, yeah, let's close this door. So the timeout coordinator says, all right. He closes the door. And that was it. He didn't say anything else. The guy was, he wanted to kill me. And I'm like, well, I didn't do anything. I'm actually making sure your guy's okay. What? I got a, what the fuck do you think? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Holy shit. Everybody at the scorer's table is looking at me like, what the fuck did you say? I go, I didn't say anything. I asked if the guy was okay. For once, I wasn't being a cocksucker. All right. That's that. 1 hour in the books. I'm going off to my radio station staff meeting. Thank you for being here. I'll have more when the staff meeting is done. Thank you. Joe Martinez, take the bet, you bitch. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.